Lesson 19, None Could Deliver Them But the Lord. Mosiah, chapters 18 through 24. Purpose: to encourage class members to renew their determination to honor their baptismal covenants and trust in the Lord. Preparation: 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Mosiah chapter 18. Alma teaches the baptismal covenant, baptizes a group of people, and establishes the church among the people. B. Mosiah chapter 19. King Noah betrays his people and suffers death by fire. Noah's son Limhi becomes king. C. Mosiah chapters 20 through 22. Limhi's people are brought into bondage by the Lamanites. After trying to deliver themselves from bondage, they repent and turn to the Lord. The Lord eventually delivers them from bondage. D. Mosiah chapters 23 through 24. Alma's people are taken captive by the Lamanites. Amulon, who had been one of Noah's priests, rules over them. They turn to the Lord, and he makes their burdens light and delivers them from bondage. 2. Additional reading, Bible Dictionary, Baptism, pages 618 through 619. 3. If you use the attention activity, bring to class the picture Alma baptizes in the waters of Mormon, item number 62332, Gospel Art Picture Kit 309. You may also want to use this picture during the lesson. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Ask class members, what are some of the most beautiful places you have ever seen? What makes those places so beautiful for you? Display the picture of Alma baptizing in the waters of Mormon. What made this place beautiful for Alma's people? Have a class member read Mosiah chapter 18, verse 30, aloud. Invite one or two class members to share their feelings about a place of spiritual significance to them. Explain that in this lesson you will discuss a covenant that Alma's people made at the place of Mormon. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Alma teaches the baptismal covenant and baptizes many people. Read and discuss selected verses from Mosiah chapter 18. Remind class members that Alma, one of King Noah's priests, believed the teachings of Abinadi. He fled from Noah's servants and hid in the wilderness, where he wrote all the words which Abinadi had spoken. Mosiah chapter 17, verses 2 through 4. He then repented of his sins and began to teach the words of Abinadi. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 3. The people who believed Alma went to hear him teach in a place called Mormon. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 4 through 6. What did Alma teach at the place of Mormon? See Mosiah chapter 18, verse 7. What did the people desire after Alma taught them? See Mosiah chapter 18, verse 8. What does it mean to come into the fold of God and be called his people? See Mosiah chapter 18, verses 16 through 17. Also Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. And Alma chapter 5, verse 60. What were the people willing to do as members of the fold of God? Have class members read Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 9 to find answers to this question. Summarize their answers on the chalkboard. Then discuss the answers as shown below. A. Bear one another's burdens. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 8. How can we bear one another's burdens? How does bearing one another's burdens make those burdens light? How have you been blessed as others have helped bear your burdens? B. Mourn with those that mourn. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. Why is it helpful to mourn with those that mourn? C. Comfort those that stand in need of comfort. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. How can we appropriately offer comfort to others? D. Stand as witnesses of God. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. What does it mean to stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things and in all places? Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. After Alma preached to the people, what did he invite them to do? See Mosiah chapter 18, verse 10. He invited them to be baptized and enter into a covenant with the Lord. What is a covenant? President Joseph Fielding Smith taught, a covenant is a contract and an agreement between at least two parties. In the case of gospel covenants, the parties are the Lord in heaven and men on earth. Men agree to keep the commandments, and the Lord promises to reward them accordingly. In Conference Report, October 1970, page 91, or Improvement Era, December 1970, page 26. Referring to Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 13, President Marion G. Romney said, I know of no better explanation of the baptismal covenant. In Conference Report, October 1975, page 109, or Ensign, November 1975, page 73. According to Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 13, what do we covenant to do when we are baptized? See also Moroni chapter 6, verses 2 through 3, Doctrine and Covenant, section 20, verse 37. What does the Lord promise to do when we are baptized and keep our baptismal covenant? See Mosiah chapter 18, verse 10, and verses 12 through 13. See also 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verse 17. How did the people respond to Alma's invitation to be baptized? See Mosiah chapter 18, verse 11. If you are using the picture of Alma baptizing, display it now. What can we do to help others receive this great joy? You may want to encourage class members to think of people with whom they can share the gospel. After the people were baptized, Alma commanded them to have their hearts knit together in unity and in love. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 21. What can we do at home and on our ward or branch to follow this command? See Mosiah chapter 18, verses 19 through 21. 2. King Noah betrays his people and suffers death by fire. Read and discuss selected verses from Mosiah chapter 19. Explain that some of King Noah's people began to turn against him. Mosiah chapter 19, verses 2 through 3. One of those people, Gideon, was about to kill Noah when Noah saw an army of Lamanites advancing toward them. Mosiah chapter 19, verses 4 through 6. What did King Noah do when he saw the advancing Lamanites? See Mosiah chapter 19, verse 7. Who was Noah most concerned about? Refer to Mosiah chapter 19, verse 8. How does this compare to people today who, like Noah, try to lead us away from the Lord and his prophets? What had Abinadi prophesied about King Noah's death? See Mosiah chapter 12, verse 3. How was this prophecy fulfilled? Refer to Mosiah chapter 19, verses 18 through 20. Point out that the people who eventually valued Noah's life as a garment in a hot furnace had at one time been blind to his wickedness, as shown in Mosiah chapter 11, verse 29. 3. Limhi's people are chastened and eventually delivered by the Lord. Read and discuss selected verses from Mosiah chapters 20 through 22. Note that these chapters contain the account of Ammon and his brethren finding Limhi's people, as discussed in Lesson 17. Explain that after Noah was killed, his son Limhi became king. Limhi made an oath that he and his people would pay one half of all they possessed to the king of the Lamanites in exchange for a promise that the Lamanites would not slay them. Mosiah chapter 19, verses 25 through 26. After 2 years of peace, The Lamanites wage war against Limhi's people. Mosiah chapter 20, verses 7 through 10. Why did the Lamanites seek to destroy Limhi's people? See Mosiah chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. When the Lamanites learned that they had misjudged Limhi's people, they returned to their own land in peace. Mosiah chapter 20, verses 17 through 26. However, after many days, the Lamanites began again to be stirred up in anger against the Nephites. Mosiah chapter 21, verse 2. What did the Lamanites do to the Nephites rather than break their king's oath that they would not kill them? See Mosiah chapter 21, verse 3. How did the bondage of Limhi's people fulfill prophecies made by Abinadi? Have class members compare Mosiah chapter 21, verses 3 through 5 and verses 14 through 15 with Mosiah chapter 11, verses 20 through 25, and chapter 12, verse 2, and verses 4 through 5. Why were Limhi's people brought into bondage? See Mosiah chapter 7, verses 25 through 32, and chapter 20, verse 21. They had rejected Abinadi's teachings and his warnings about the consequences of their sinfulness. Why is it important to remember that sin brings consequences? After failing three times to defeat the Lamanites in battle, what did Limhi's people finally do? See Mosiah chapter 21, verses 13 through 14. Why was the Lord slow to respond to their cries? See Mosiah chapter 21, verse 15, also Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 1 through 9. Although the Lord did not deliver them immediately, what did He do for them? See Mosiah chapter 21, verses 15 through 16. How does the Lord sometimes permit us to prosper by degrees? How did Limhi's people escape from the Lamanites? See Mosiah chapter 22, verses 3 through 12. How were they received by the people in Zarahemla? Refer to Mosiah chapter 22, verses 13 through 14. 4. The Lord delivers Alma's people from bondage. Read and discuss selected verses from Mosiah, chapters 23 through 24. Help class members see the difference between the way the Lord blessed Limhi's people, who attempted three times to deliver themselves before they turned to Him, and the way He blessed Alma's people, who would turn to Him completely. When Alma and his people were in the place of Mormon, King Noah sent his army to destroy them. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 33. The Lord warned Alma's people and strengthened them so they could escape. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 34 through 35, and chapter 23, verses 1 through 5. How is this different from the experience of Limhi's people? See Mosiah chapter 19, verse 6. Note that the first time the Lamanites attacked these people, when Noah was still their king, the people received no warning. How did Alma respond when the people asked him to be king? See Mosiah chapter 23, verses 6 through 7. How had Alma learned the danger of one man thinking himself above another? See Mosiah chapter 23, verses 8 through 14. What can we learn from Alma and his people to help us avoid this error? See Mosiah chapter 23, verse 15. Under Alma's leadership, his people lived righteously and prospered. Mosiah chapter 23, verses 15 through 20. Nevertheless, the Lord allowed them to be brought into bondage under Amulon, who had been one of King Noah's priests. Mosiah chapter 23, verses 23 through 39. How did the bondage of Alma's people fulfill prophecies made by Abinadi? See Mosiah chapter 12, verse 2, and verses 4 through 5. In what ways can our poor choices bring lingering consequences even after we have been forgiven of our sins? Elder Marvin J. Ashton said, "Our freedom to choose our course of conduct does not provide personal freedom from the consequences of our performances. God's love for us is constant and will not diminish, but He cannot rescue us from the painful results that are caused by wrong choices. Conference Report, October 1990, page 24, or Ensign, November 1990, page 20. Point out that although the Lord could not prevent Alma's people from suffering the consequences of their past sins, He comforted and strengthened them in their afflictions. The rest of this lesson discusses how He delivered them from bondage. Referring to the bondage of Alma's people, Mormon said, "The Lord seeth fit to chasten His people." Mosiah chapter 23, verse 21. Why does the Lord chasten His people? See Mosiah chapter 23, verse 21, Doctrine and Covenants, section 95, verses 1 through 2. How should we respond when the Lord chastens us? See Mosiah chapter 23, verse 22. What did Alma's people do when Amulon threatened to kill them if they prayed? See Mosiah chapter 24, verses 10 through 12. How did the Lord answer their silent prayers? See Mosiah chapter 24, verses 13 through 16. How did this help them stand as witnesses for the Lord as they had covenanted in the waters of Mormon? Refer to Mosiah chapter 24, verse 14. Why are our burdens easier to bear when we submit cheerfully and with patience to all the will of the Lord? Mosiah chapter 24, verse 15. In what ways has the Lord strengthened you to help you bear up your burdens with ease? How has this helped you stand as a witness of God? Why did the Lord bless Alma's people while they were in bondage more quickly and abundantly than He blessed Limhi's people? Compare Mosiah chapter 21, verses 5 through 15, and Mosiah chapter 23, verses 26 through 27, and Mosiah chapter 24, verses 10 through 16. How does this apply in our lives? Before the Lord delivered them, both Alma's people and Limhi's people were in bondage to wicked rulers. Alma observed that in the days of King Noah, the people had also been bound with the bands of iniquity. Mosiah chapter 23, verse 12. How is iniquity or sin a kind of bondage? What can we learn from Limhi's people and Alma's people about receiving deliverance from the bondage of sin? See Mosiah chapter 7, verse 33, chapter 21, verse 14, chapter 23, verse 23, and chapter 29, verses 18 through 20. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 49 through 51. Only the Lord can deliver us from the bondage of sin. We must turn to Him through repentance, faith, humility, and enduring obedience. Conclusion. Briefly review the Lord's promises in the baptismal covenant. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 10 and 13. Point out that in light of the blessings the Lord has promised to us, it should not be difficult to keep our covenant, to serve Him, and keep His commandments. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 10. Emphasize that when we receive the ordinance of baptism and continue in repentance, faith in Jesus Christ, humility and obedience, we are delivered from the bondage of sin and are on the path to eternal life. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 17 through 20. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Both Alma and Helam were buried in the water. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 14. Use the statement below to explain how Alma had the authority to baptize and to show that Alma did not baptize himself when he baptized Helam. President Joseph Fielding Smith taught, Alma was baptized and held the priesthood before the coming of Abinadi, but he became involved with other priests under the reign of the wicked King Noah, and when he baptized Helam, he felt he needed a cleansing himself, so he buried himself in the water as a token of full repentance. Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 2, pages 336 through 337. 2. Serving the Lord humbly. Before Alma began baptizing the people, he prayed, O Lord, pour out thy Spirit upon thy servant, that he may do this work with holiness of heart. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 12. How might we be blessed as we approach our service to the Lord in this spirit? 3. Observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 23. Why is it important that we observe the Sabbath day? See Mosiah chapter 18, verses 23 and 25. How have you felt blessed when you have kept the Sabbath day holy? What are some things you do to help make this a holy day? 4. Helping those who are in need. What principles did Alma teach about giving to the needy? See Mosiah chapter 18, verses 27 through 29. Why is it important that we give spiritually as well as temporally? What blessings come from giving generously and receiving graciously? End of lesson 19. None could deliver them but the Lord.